Dictation for Jan Slevatnik, SLE, B as in boy, O, D as in David, NIK, March 22nd, 1940. Mr. Slevatnik, 84-year-old patient of mind, also goes to VA assistant, lives at home with wife, admitted locally McLaren Mount Pleasant, increased shortness of breath edema, started on dialysis, right side the tunnel catheter. We have sent him for surgeon. They believe artery and veins are too small. We were getting a second opinion from vascular person. That didn't happen as he already started on dialysis. He's presently at Loros of Mount Pleasant Nursing Home. He has underlying dementia, but he recognizes me. I'm very pleasant. I review all records from McLaren, and please also review my office records, including last visit December 2024. He says to be able to eat, chew, swallow, denies vomiting, denies blood melena, still making some amount of urine, shortness of breath improved, presently has not required any oxygen, comes in a wheelchair, less edema, no localized pain. Next paragraph, briefly, past medical history includes dementia, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, a new echo was done but not available, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, underlying diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, anemia, received blood transfusion, prior gastrointestinal bleeding, December 2023, requiring endoscopic procedure and blood transfusion, uses CPAP machine at night, decreased hearing, hearing aids, it has been also depression, post-traumatic stress syndrome, prior smoker, not at the present time, and no alcohol or drugs. We will get a new medication list from nursing home. On physical exam, lungs are distant clear, neural wheezing, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, a minor systolic murmur, dialysis catheter on the right side, the obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema, no involuntary movements, rigidity or tremors, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, chemistry at McLaren. Most recent one, January 18, normal sodium, normal upper potassium. There was metabolic acidosis 14, creatinine close to 5, baseline is in the middle upper 3s, GFR less than 15. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic versus progressive chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. We're going to assess if he needs dialysis in the long term. We will review the echocardiogram. He is at the nursing home facility, sole fluid restriction, update medication list. We will advise EPO treatment, iron according to results. We will monitor potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, phosphorus binders, as well as management of secondary hyperparathyroidism. There was a period of time that discussion for peritoneal dialysis, but given her memory issues and wife is also very elderly, he will not be able to do home treatment. We will need an AV fistula. We are going to refer to vascular surgeons. The general surgeon believes arteries and veins were too small. Continue educating patient, end of dictation.